Welcome to the Old Republic Podcast.
We're a podcast that discusses Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, general sci-fi, and about the stories that inspired a galaxy.
Consider this a spoiler warning for everything under the sun and the twin suns in that galaxy far, far away.
This is where the fun begins. All right, hello everyone. Welcome to the Old Republic Podcast. Today we're going to be diving into a topic that we've breached a time or two here in the podcast and on the YouTube channel, but it's not something that Cassie and I are particularly familiar with. So we've been kind of pushing it off a little bit, to be quite honest, but there's a lot of people out there that are really into today's topic, and that is SWTOR. Cassia, how are you doing today? And I don't know, tell everyone about your background or lack thereof with SWTOR.
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. And I don't know, like, when it comes to SWTOR, I kind of wanted KOTOR 3, and then SWTOR was kind of its own thing, but also kind of not its own thing. So I have conflicted feelings about that, but one thing I do not have conflicted feelings about are the SWTOR trailers, because they're just so well made, and they got a lot of people excited. And I think the first one even came out, like, during a time in which we didn't think there were going to be any more movies, and it really got people talking.
That's right. They did come out kind of in a time there in the lead up to the original release of SWTOR. They got people talking, and it was vastly different than the Star Wars content you were getting at the time. I think 2008, you had the Clone Wars animated movie came out, and then the following year, the first SWTOR trailer came out, and they're vastly different there in terms of their content and things like that. So yeah, it was kind of this wild thing. I remember when SWTOR came out, it was a big deal, you know, being this MMORPG, as they're called, massively multiplayer online RPG. It was developed by BioWare, and it was first announced in 2008 and then finally released in 2011 here in the US and Europe, and then in Asia in 2012. And yeah, it was at a time when we didn't know, you know, obviously I'd kind of mentioned Clone Wars, and then that went on to be, you know, the series on, it was on Cartoon Network, I think, when it was out originally on television. But this was about it in terms of, you know, like Star Wars media content. So there was a lot of buzz about it, and then those trailers definitely got people hyped up. Now, Cassie, I mentioned, you know, in the intro there, you and I are not particularly familiar with the SWTOR story. I know a lot of people are, and when you look at it as being something from BioWare, you kind of expect for it to have ties to KOTOR, and it does. But are you familiar with the story of SWTOR at all, other than what we see in the trailers?
There was a bit of a build-up to it. It was online, I think it was like, kind of like through like the lens of a holocron of a Jedi historian kind of summarizing KOTOR 1, a little bit of KOTOR 2, but mostly KOTOR 1, and kind of like saying like, the lead up to SWTOR, it was kind of like, they had to negotiate, like, I think it was like a Cold War, and then they got a war, because it's Star Wars, you know?
That's right.
And just, you kind of get familiar with some of the characters, and that's kind of what Star Wars is like, kind of that line by Maz Kanata in The Force Awakens, like, seeing the same eyes in different people, you know, like the archetypes sometimes repeat themselves. And even in the trailers, you see that, you know, and in the stories of SWTOR, that happens as well.
Definitely. Yeah, myself, you know, besides seeing the trailers, which is way easier to do now because they've all been remastered in 4K, but aside from seeing those and, you know, looking at some of, like, the tie-in stuff, I wasn't ever super familiar with the story. And even now, I guess, if you get SWTOR and download it and play it, which I have done, not that long ago. The story and things, it's different now, right? This thing came out in 2011, it's 2023 now, so there's been a lot of different kind of iterations and packs and expansions to this story, you know, over the years. So I've spent about 3 days installing it on my computer. I've played it for about an hour, and I promise to all of the audience and to you, Cassia, that I will do more of that here at some point in the not so distant future. But let's talk about the game itself here, SWTOR. So the original kind of incantation of this, so the story begins about 300 years or so after the events of KOTOR, and roughly 3,600 years before the Star Wars films. In the story here, the Jedi have relocated to Tython, which is, you know, kind of the alleged birthplace of the Jedi, and the Sith are in control of Korriban. Now, when you're playing the game, there are eight classes, I guess, or there were eight classes at the time. There was a Bounty Hunter, the Sith Warrior, an Imperial Agent, a Sith Inquisitor, who worked for the Sith Empire, the Trooper, a Smuggler, a Jedi Knight, and a Jedi Counselor for the Galactic Republic. Each of those stories has kind of its own storyline, but they're integrated into the overall arc of the story. BioWare was really clear kind of from the beginning that this was going to be a story-based RPG. It wasn't just going to be, you know, completely open-ended. It was going to have a story, and I think that's part of the reason why people got sucked into the world and sucked into these cinematic trailers, you know, so much when the game was coming out. Because of the eight classes, the game is pretty complex, or was pretty complex at the time, and it's often referred to as the most expensive game ever made. It cost approximately $200 million to produce. Grand Theft Auto 5 and Red Dead Redemption 2, both by Rockstar, cost more to develop, so it's not actually the most expensive game ever made anymore, but that's okay. It was money well spent. EA, who owns BioWare now, announced in 2019 that SWTOR was closing in on $1 billion of revenue, so that is a pretty good return there. And in the first game, Cassia, the first incarnation, it's basically a showdown, I guess, kind of between like Darth Malgus and Satele Shan, and it's set against the backdrop of this Jedi and Galactic Republic trying to maintain order against the Sith, who are trying to, you know, gain some control over some of the core worlds that have found themselves in vast periods of unrest. And the fate of the galaxy is in our balance. Satele Shan, so we're getting some family ties back to KOTOR at least.
Yeah. You know how it is in Star Wars is pretty much 99% of the females are British brunettes, you know, and they have British accents. And when you have a Shan, they're like, cool, double-bladed lightsaber. So.
That's right. Yeah, Rey could have just as easily said she was Rey Shan at the end of Rise of Skywalker, potentially. I don't know for sure. But yeah, so that's kind of the story. And like you mentioned, we have the cinematic trailers, Cassia, that was a big part of the hype and the buildup for that. But that wasn't all there was. So there was a big, huge kind of media blitz for this thing. So there were two webcomic series, Star Wars The Old Republic, Thread of Peace. That was written by a game developer, Robert Chesney. That came out in 2009, 2010. And then The Old Republic, Blood of the Empire, that was written by Alexander Freed, who is still actively writing for Star Wars. That came out in 2010. And then there was a third printed comic that was by Freed and David Ross called The Lost Sons. That released in 2011. So we have the comics there. We also have some books, and we've talked about one of these, Cassia. We have Fatal Alliance by Sean Williams in 2010, Deceived by Paul S. Kemp in 2011, and then Revan and Annihilation, both by Drew Karpyshyn in 2011 and 2012. So Revan was one of the lead-up novels. We've talked about that. Was that the true successor? Was that KOTOR 3? And then SWTOR is KOTOR 4? 3.5? What do you think?
I think there was KOTOR 1 and 2, and then SWTOR happened, and then I think the powers that be said connect the dots, and they tried, but they were on different pages in different books in, and yeah, on different continents. So, yeah.
Different books, different continents, different planets. Yeah, for sure. Now, the game was developed by BioWare. You've not heard us mention KOTOR 2 a lot there. It's almost like that game didn't happen in BioWare's estimation. I don't know for sure. Let us know if there are any good KOTOR 2 tie-ins, because we'd like to learn about those. Maybe we'll have to look those up for a kind of second episode that we do about this series here. So we've got the comics, we've got the books. There was also like a making of art book that looks really awesome. It's out of print, so it's stupid expensive if you want to try to look that up. I think it would be neat to find. They released a line of like gaming peripherals, right? So like mouse and keyboard and all that stuff that came out. It's kind of themed for the game. That's pretty cool. And there were Lego sets that came out. That's pretty awesome. I'm gonna have to check out those and see which one of those I can get my hands on, because that sounds pretty neat. We need more KOTOR Legos out there, on a side note. So we had kind of all of this stuff leading up to the game, and I think that it was like the fastest online game to get like 1 million players and stuff. And part of the reason for that was because of these trailers. Now, Cassia, there are three lead-in trailers to the first iteration here of SWTOR. And they came out in 2009, 2010, and 2011, kind of right before the game. But in true Star Wars fashion, these were released kind of backwards in order. So we have Deceived, which came out first in 2009. That takes place 10 years before the game. Hope, which came out in 2010, was set 24 years before the game, and Return in 2011 was set 38 years before the game. So you can watch these chronologically, you can watch these in release order. Take your pick. It's just like any other Star Wars. However, whatever order works for you is the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, when I watch Tales of the Jedi, the animated thing, not based on, the titular Tales of the Jedi comics. I kind of watched them in whatever order, but wasn't the first SWTOR trailer Deceived?
It was, yeah, absolutely. Deceived there in 2009. Like I said, set 10 years before the game. That one is going to feature Darth Malgus. It's taking the name, the Paul S. Kemp novel there in 2011. So I think probably kind of drawing on that same kind of design style and things like that we're getting in this first trailer. So that's kind of the introduction to SWTOR. Maybe we'll have to revisit this at a future date and talk a little bit more, kind of maybe about the gameplay or the differences between that and KOTOR. And then there's been a bunch of expansion packs and things that maybe we can talk about into the future as well. But what we wanted to do today was just go ahead and watch these first three trailers, do a little watch along, do a little reaction, because it's been a long time since I've seen these. Myself, Cassie, I don't know if you've watched any of these recently, but I thought it would be fun if we threw these up and took a look at them, see what we think, and I don't know, just have a little chat about these first three trailers that lead up into the first SWTOR.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
All right, what do you think? I'll let you pick. Do you think we should go in release order, or do you think we should go in chronological order?
I'm gonna say release order because the first one made such an impact for me.
All right, so first up is going to be Deceived from 2009. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen, and then you can follow along if you want to at home, or listen along. Okay, and pressing play on the Deceived trailer here in 3, 2, 1.
BioWare. Kind of has that gold Republic look.
Yeah, it's kind of that gilded there. I don't know if EA owned BioWare in 2009, if they had purchased them yet.
Our time has come. For
like
300
Coruscant
years,
there.
We prepared.
Yeah.
We grew stronger.
Oh, I like those statues.
You rested in your cradle of power, believing your people were safe and protected.
Who's that?
Mandalorian. I think Mandalorian. Her last name's Vizsla.
She had a cool helmet.
Yeah. But you were deceived.
The Jedi Temple is not very well guarded, I will say.
No, they just walked through the front door. And then they just came through the front door some more.
They just crashed in the front door.
No force could challenge you.
This is a really cool reveal. Great use of the John Williams music.
Yeah, it's got Duel of the Fates there. We have
returned. So this is why I would want an Old Republic adaptation.
Yeah.
Just having a bunch of Jedi against a bunch of Sith.
Big battle.
Yeah. The action's so good. I do think they rely a little too heavily upon the look and feel of the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
But I understand they only have so much money.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I guess that's kind of what the last iteration of, you know, Star Wars storytelling was. And I mean, even the music, I guess this came out in 2009, so the soundtrack for the game probably might not have even been started on yet at this point, so.
You were deceived.
Oh. Great lightsaber, but slow. That's a sad, slow death.
That is a sad, slow death. That is a cool lightsaber, though, too. Oh, and here's the whole.
Just his dying moments are just seeing, like, everything he loves taken over by Sith. But yeah, great use of the music.
Okay, so that is our first trailer there, Deceived, from Star Wars The Old Republic. And yeah, I think I kind of agree with you in the sense that it is a little bit reliant on the prequel era. Like, Coruscant looks exactly like it looks in the prequels, which, and you know, this game is set, you know, 3600 years kind of before that time, so
yeah.
But yeah, very, very action-packed. Malgus has a pretty cool design, and basically that first trailer there is just, yeah, them just laying waste to the Jedi Temple and Coruscant. I think that's kind of how the game starts, right? So I think Coruscant's basically been raised by the Sith, so the Jedi have moved out to Tython to regroup and get the game plan going. So that was Deceived. Let's take a look at Hope. So this is set 24 years before the game, and this one came out in 2010.
I think this is more original music.
It does sound that way, yeah. I know they released a couple pieces of the soundtrack before the game came out to download, I guess, or something. Ooh, Alderaan. That looks nice. Empire came. And with one savage strike, that is a really big army. This looks very Lord of the Rings-esque.
Yeah. The troopers for the Republic are not clones, but they kind of look like they have clone armor.
For those that remain, there is but
one choice. I think that's Jace Malcolm. Victory.
Okay. For the
Republic. And I think Satel Shan has a bit of a crush on him.
I like the snow. That looks pretty good.
Yeah. I think Star Wars just needs some more interim seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, we need like a springtime. Oh, there's a different Sith guy. I don't know who that is. Is that Malgus?
I think it's the same guy, but just he's gone through some stuff, you know.
well, this is before the last one, I think, right? So
I think it's after Deceived. Yeah, but maybe someone's gonna be like, no, it's actually.
No, I think Deceived is 10 years before the game starts, but this one is 24 years before the game starts. So this would be 14 years before Deceived.
Okay, then maybe I was deceived.
You've been deceived. He looks like a Walking Dead zombie guy.
Yeah. Sometimes to have hope, you have to lose hope.
Yeah, for sure. That's like a Sith Marauder. Who's that? Is that Satele?
Satele. I always said Satele, but maybe it's Satele. This is such a cool lightsaber. Like, oh, I love that decorative look. And I mean, look at the armor. And she just kicked that guy in the face with the Force.
She did. She has a cool like band thing on her arm. That's pretty cool.
We need more, I think, double-bladed lightsabers in live action in Star Wars.
Yeah, that would be good.
The Shan Clan.
The Shan Clan. All about the double lightsaber. She's got blue going on. Okay.
Yeah. So at least, like, she has her own color. Because some people are like, is that Bastila? And I'm like, oh, she dead. Nope, she not dead.
She cut that lightsaber blade with the Force.
They're in a situationship, so.
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
Ooh. Look at that. I thought he was gonna be the end of him right there, but.
Yeah. But then he got better.
That was very Street Fighter-esque right there. Okay. Tore the whole mountain down.
So I think this music is Anakin's Dark Deeds.
Yeah, it's either that or Padme's Ruminations, but yeah, it's in that same section there. I don't remember which one exactly it is. Yeah. Fight knowing that
single spark of courage. Yeah, this is such a good visual. It's kind of like stars. Reminds me of KOTOR, the Hammerheads.
Reminds me of KOTOR, the Hammerheads. That's right. That kind of looked like the thumbnail right there for...
Yeah. I try not to make everything about me, but yeah.
Well, that's fair. All right, so that was the Hope cinematic trailer. That one was pretty good. It was a little bit... it was about 2 minutes longer, I think, than the first one. If I'm not mistaken. So that was pretty good. Also action-packed, very, very action-y these have been so far. Got to meet a couple more characters there. Satele Shan has pretty cool character design, has a cool lightsaber, so that was good. And then we're going to finish here with 2011's Return. So this one is set 38 years before the game, so we're going back even further. Now again, about 14 years before the last one we just watched here, and this one comes out the same year as the game. So let's go ahead and watch this one, Cassia.
Yeah. I love it when I need to, like, have a manual to be like, when does this take place, you know?
So. That's right, yeah. We got to keep the Star Wars timeline in order here for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is... So we moved on to putting EA before BioWare, and the logo looked different this time. The BioWare wasn't red like it was in the first two.
Yeah.
Which tells me that EA probably had purchased BioWare by 2011.
Yeah. British accent time.
British accent? Got some asteroids?
Oh, I love this hat. I love Satele's master. I remember reading a comic and, like, I swear she's had, like, so many masters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she is the...
Grandmaster.
I'd say I think she's the Grandmaster by the time the game starts, so...
Do you think she's a Nepo baby? Or just, like, she earned her position?
I'm gonna say she earned her position.
Okay.
I think because everyone else was dead, basically.
Yeah.
That is a pretty cool hat. It's yeah. Like a cross between Cad Bane's hat and, like, a real Earth cowboy hat.
Yeah. Guns, lightsabers.
lots of guns in these.
Anakin versus Obi-Wan, I think, is the music. I bought the Episode 3 soundtrack, so, like, oh, stupid, sexy gunslinging. I think I kind of lost my voice there, but
that's right. This is like a hallway scene right here, because they're literally in a hallway.
It's one I like, so. Kind of like Discount Drakey does, so. Will she fly? She's not pretty, but she's tough. Duna defeats. Captain, prep your ship. This is our
fight. That ship looks like it's up to no good right there.
Yeah. T7, cut the iron cannons. Cool dudes in masks are rarely a good omen. Kind of like a little upgraded T3 there. Ooh.
Downgraded T3.
Oh. I mean, if it's not T3, it's not perfect, so... Oh, I love that.
He just hit it like a baseball.
Sometimes that's all you need is a push.
That's right.
A force push.
Go, Satele. You must walk a different path.
Oh.
So sad. Oh.
Look at that move.
But this is so awesome.
I feel like doing a double-bladed lightsaber with one hand would be really hard.
Yeah. Like, it's not gonna last, but it looks cool.
That's why I'm not a Jedi Master, I guess, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think his goal is just to...
He's just buying time. Yeah, just buying some time. Oh.
Back in the day, if you go to museums, like, swords could get very ornate, and when they kind of mm-hmm. do close-ups on the lightsaber, you can kind of tell they were trying to make it look beautiful as well as be functional, like it wasn't just mass-produced.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something that kind of carries over from, like, the Tales of the Jedi comics and stuff, where they were a lot more yeah. ornate-looking.
That guy's a Sith.
Yeah.
Species, and this guy's a Sith in religion. So I guess, yeah, I'm understanding the chronology more, and it's all basically Malgus is the dude that you look at to understand. Like, yeah. How scarred is he?
How messed up does Malgus look? Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh.
Oh, framed beautifully, though.
Yeah, it looks good. I really like the ship designs here. Ships
betray and murder one another. It's Malgus is cool, you know.
Malgus seems pretty cool. He is very he's very clean cut and youthful looking there by the time, you know, you get to the game or that first trailer. He's pretty well scarred up, and he's got like the breathing apparatus and stuff like that. So
The future we have is it three more trailers to go?
Yeah, I believe there's three more trailers that kind of coincide with some of the expansion packs. So I think what we're probably going to do is we're probably going to have a second episode about this here, where we talk about kind of those trailers and kind of about the expansion packs, and maybe we'll dig a little bit deeper into kind of the gameplay and how it's changed over the years here as we made our way from, you know, the 2011, 2012 kind of first iteration to, I think there was just a big update to the game, I think maybe just like last year, 2022, if I'm not mistaken. So it's been through a lot of changes and a lot of kind of iterations of the way the game is being played. But one thing is for sure, the cinematic trailers have always been a pretty big part of SWTOR.
Yeah, and I'm excited to cover more of them in the future, the trailers, because even if I never really got into the game, I always thought the trailers were made with the utmost quality, and I would really want the people in charge of Star Wars, I don't know, like, if it fit what they were going for, like, just kind of like the physicality of the lightsaber fights, I think they're so well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a, you know, kind of a difference here as we're looking at, you know, back through the lens here of, you know, the Star Wars timeline, you know, when they're, you know, kind of in the first trailer we watched, and there's, you know, hundreds of Jedi and Sith fighting each other versus, you know, as you get into like the Skywalker saga, and there's, you know, a couple of hundred, and then, you know, like three, and then like one, kind of as you go through the saga. So, yeah, it's just a completely different thing. But yeah, certainly ever if there's an instance where, you know, we're seeing that, you know, kind of in the Old Republic, or maybe, you know, something along the lines of the High Republic here, depending kind of on how those shows and stories unfold and the numbers and things. I think as we go backwards, we're going to get more of that kind of more ornate style and more flashy and flourishing kind of lightsaber battles, I would think. Anyways, but I don't know.
Yeah, so I think that is our episode today. So I hope everyone had fun reacting with us. And I guess we can always react, you know, more in the future.
that's right. Yeah, hopefully everyone had a good time kind of going in here and, you know, dipping our toes a little bit into the SWTOR world. And yeah, it's something that I think that's very interesting to me. We're just not as familiar with it as we are on KOTOR, so we've been kind of pushing it off. But I think, you know, the time seems right to get into it a little bit right now, especially because, Cassia, you and I are going to start talking a little bit more about kind of the expansive library of some LucasArts games in terms of the Star Wars games and maybe even some other games. The way we're going to do that is we're going to be talking about SWTOR here, and I think we're probably going to get started up at some points talking about Jedi Survivor, which, you know, just came out this year, and potentially The Force Unleashed. But what we want to do is over on our Patreon, we want to start putting up some polls and see what games people really want us to cover. So if you want to check that out, make sure you get in to vote on the polls. We'll probably do like a LucasArts episode, maybe like one a month. Go over to our Patreon and check that out. It's Patreon.com facebook.com/oldrepublicpodcast and see what you think. Get your vote in. We've got some extra bonus content stuff there. We've got behind the scenes for the audio drama and a bunch of other fun stuff. It's a really great way to support the podcast. So check that out. Hopefully you like this one and are along for the ride on this other LucasArts adventures we're going to be going on, and just having a good time. I think going back and looking kind of at the history of these games over the lifetime of LucasArts is going to be something that's going to be fun to dig into a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, maybe Yoda Stories will win first and we can dive into that. So
well, that's right. I'm gonna stuff the ballot box, make sure that Yoda Stories gets on there first for sure. So yeah, check that out if you're interested, and thank you so much for listening to this one. We definitely appreciate that and appreciate your support. Let us know what installment of SWTOR of the trailers are your favorite, or where you got to in the game, or if you've never played the game, let us know all that stuff. And thank you so much. May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you. The Old Republic podcast can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, as well as everywhere else that Anchor podcasts are distributed. Subscriptions, reviews, and shares help us out.
And if you want to connect with the podcast on Twitter, we can be found at Old Republic Pod. And if you want to connect with me, I can be found on Instagram at @astro_droid_.
You can find us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/oldrepublicpodcast. Our intro and outro themes were composed by Dennis S. Mowers at dennissmowersmusic.com.
This episode of the Old Republic Podcast has been brought to you by Nikki Dog from Patreon. May the Force be with you. We will be back soon. Bye for now.